Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34, Miss 34 After, Mr. Wonderful, at your service. Joan Pride calls me that all the time. In fact, that's how she addresses me all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, she's with us too. Joan is senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. Hey, Joan, how you doing?
Hey, Jim, thanks. I'm okay.
Don't you mean, hey, Mr. Wonderful?
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry, I forgot.
Work with me, Joan.
We're I was not paying attention.
We're going into the bonus round here, Joan. Right. You're gonna have to pick up the pace.
Oh, gosh.
It's good to have you back, Joan.
Thank you. Good to be back.
The Kiplinger letter, the lead story in the Kiplinger letter is about unlocking the credit problem. Joan, they haven't found the key, have they? The government.
Well, in the letter this week, we say that the Obama administration thinks it has found a way. And we think there's a good chance the plan will work, but it hasn't been tried yet, so we don't
know. They haven't revealed it yet, though, have they?
Well, not in any great detail, no.
Well, about a month ago, the president, whenever he spoke to Congress, he said, or I forgot, maybe that wasn't the day, it was maybe the next day, he said tomorrow my Secretary of Treasury will reveal, you know, what we're going to do. And the next day, poor Tim, I feel so sorry for him. He kind of said, you know, it sounded like Jackie Gleason, you know, abba-da-abba-da-abba-da.
Yeah, they weren't really ready to reveal it.
No, and I'm sure he was watching that at home, the president's speech at home, and going, oh, please don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't say that. But apparently in a couple of weeks, another week or so, he's going to reveal something. And you guys have a good report here, Joan. I really appreciate the way you guys brought this out. You sort of lay out a little bit about how you think they're going to do this with the shadow lender.
Right. Now, these are called shadow lenders, meaning private equity groups and the hedge funds and the like. The idea is to create a market for bad debt and having different entities competing to acquire it. I mean, it sounds like kind of a weird idea, but that's what the point is.
Well, the part I like about it, Joan, is that it's bringing the marketplace back in to solve the problem and getting these assets out into the marketplace,
right,
rather than the government dealing with them. See, if you remember, there was a pretty good model, that Joan, with the RSC, RTC, Resolution Trust Corporation,
right,
back with the SNLs. The government basically took over those banks, but see, those were already failed banks, and the assets were just laying there, you know, basically on the bank on the government's balance sheet.
Right.
These assets are still in, for the most part, going concern banks, aren't they?
That's true.
So they got to pluck those toxic assets out of existing, sort of like taking a tumor out of a muscle, and get those out of that and
right,
put those into a group of bad assets that they can then market, basically bring these hedge funds in. Right? Is that what they're
right,
going to do?
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to do.
Now, I've been trying to find out how much the hedge fund industry had to do with promoting all these toxic assets. And so far, my research, and I won't call it extensive, but what I've been able to determine so far, Joan, is that it doesn't seem that the hedge funds were heavily involved in securitizing these mortgages, promoting them.
Oh, really?
Well, not the hedge funds exactly. I'm not saying they had no involvement. My point is, it was going to really irritate me if the people who created the problem were now going to profit from the problem.
Oh, sure, yeah.
If you see what I mean.
Exactly.
So that's something I think is really important. But one concern that you guys point out, Joan, is that the way you think it's currently established is that if the toxic assets do well and make a profit, the hedge funds make the money. If they do poorly, the government is guaranteeing those.
Yeah, right. There's definitely a government backstop there in order to get this so-called free market going again and for these assets.
But there ought to be some sharing of the profits, shouldn't there? Shouldn't the taxpayers benefit somewhat if we're going to guarantee the low end? And if you're going to cover the low, you ought to get advantage with the high.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
So that's one thing. This is a really good report here, folks, on page one. Joan, one of the things that's really a big issue right now that's really being talked about, and I hope that they, and you guys don't bring this up in the letter, but it's the whole mark-to-market scenario where they're making, whether the SEC accounting rules require the banks to mark their assets to current market value, and in this case, many times the market has no value. So watch for the mark-to-market rules to change, folks, soon. It should have already changed. I think that's going to be another big thing. In addition to these shadow banks, changing the mark-to-market rules, at least adjusting them somewhat. And if that happens, the economy could turn around real quick after that. Ponytail, stay with us.
Trouble, and you need a helping hand.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Lassingame. Little sweet baby James there. By the way, I think today's his birthday. I think today is James Taylor's 61st birthday.
61st? Wow.
Sweet baby James, 61 years old. How about that?
Wow.
Happy birthday, James. My website, folks, by the way, welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Lassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Lots of good stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Joan Pride's with Kiplinger Editors, and their website is kiplinger.com. Joan, you got that? You got the four publications that you publish. Well, I guess there's five now, isn't there? There's the weekly flagship letter, the Kiplinger letter that you and I work off of every week, and then we got the biweeklies, the California letter, the tax letter, the agriculture letter, and then that biofuels letter, and then, of course, that magazine, Joan.
Right, Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine.
And how about a phone number?
Our phone number, it's toll-free. It's 800-544-0155.
And the Jim Blassingame 30-day free trial is still out there, right?
You bet.
And so, folks, check that out when you get a chance. Kiplinger.com, outstanding website. Joan, we're talking about what the government's doing for the banks these days. They got this stress test that they're going to be coming up with. And you guys talk about that. For the 19 biggest banks, they'll be forced to take and if they fail that test, they will have to take the aid, won't they?
Right, exactly. If they can't handle the stress test, then they have to take the government aid, whether they want to or not.
Now, I understand they put the CEOs on a treadmill and make them run, and that's how they...
Right. That's exactly
that's
it.
Not what you're, that's not the kind of stress test you're talking about, is it, Joan?
not exactly, no.
Well, and here's the interesting thing, Joan. Some banks are deciding that they don't like the scrutiny that they're having,
right,
under government by taking these assets. The TARP money, and so, but now with this stress test, if they don't pass it, they are required to take the money and come fall under the government scrutiny, right?
Exactly.
So this is an interesting kind of the evolution of the government help, which is very interesting. Consumer credit, Joan. There's an issue with freeing up consumer credit. As you know, Joan, many credit card companies have frozen consumer credit for good reason, haven't they?
Yes.
And so what you're saying is there's going to be a secondary market, you guys report this week. Can you talk to us about that, the secondary market for consumer credit?
Right. It's kind of the same idea from what we were talking about. The idea is to encourage private investors to buy bundles of loans. Now, we're talking car loans, student loans, credit card loans, and things like that, and some kinds of business loans, and with Treasury guaranteeing these bundles to get credit moving to individuals.
Well, that's the issue, Joan, and that's even people. I was talking to somebody the other day about, and they had excellent credit, and they still weren't able to get the kind of credit that they wanted, personal credit.
Yeah.
And it's just everything's frozen. And until they get it frozen, as one of my grandsons says, unfrozen. Until they get it unfrozen, Joan, it's not gonna work. So I'm glad the government's focusing on these. It looks to me like they're finally, Joan, figuring out the combination of this lock.
Yeah.
And I can't. I'm telling you, we're all on pins and needles, waiting on Geithner to come up with this plan. I'll tell you something, Joan. There are great expectations out there for him right now. He can't screw this next announcement up, can he?
Oh, I don't think so. They really need this to go well.
He needs to knock this next one out of the park. If he doesn't, I actually think there could be a lot of bad things happen if he doesn't do a good job on this next one, which is going to be in about a week or so. Joan, let's move over and talk about the world economy. There's a pack of trouble around the world, isn't there?
Boy, no question about it. If we're in trouble, we're not by any means the only ones. And what we talked about this week, we really focused on Europe.
Yeah, and especially New Europe, right?
Yeah, and that was sort of the darling of the world was the Eastern European countries that were growing by leaps and bounds.
They were the most in the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor. That polls hundreds of democracies around the world, or multiple democracies around the world. The leading entrepreneurial countries, year after year, the last 4 or 5 years, have been some of these Eastern European countries.
Right.
Estonia, for example. The Republic of Georgia. They've been very entrepreneurial, but they're having a hard time right now, aren't they?
Boy, I'll say.
And these are all new democracies. The banks are failing, and one of the interesting things, Joan, that I'm hearing is that old Europe, as Donald Rumsfeld so famously called them, they're not wanting to really bail out the new guys, are they?
Well, and that's right. You would think they would, but apparently they don't.
Well, and some people, Joan, are saying that this is putting the whole this stress is putting the whole Eurozone experiment, let's call it.
Yeah.
Into some jeopardy, aren't they?
Right, exactly. Yes, and I've read that. That's true.
And maybe even the euro, which had been so successful, that new currency, for what's it been out for about 8 years now, the euro, something like that. And so I hope that doesn't happen, Joan.
Yeah,
I think,
but can you imagine unwinding that? I mean, countries gave up currencies to join
exactly.
the euro. How do you
exactly.
un-euro?
Mm-hmm. that's a great quote, Joan.
Yeah.
Folks, you heard Joan say it here. How do you un-euro?
I made euro into a verb. I should be
done. I love that. I love that. Russia is not doing too well either. They're having big trouble. And so we got more to come, folks, after these messages. Tintel, Joan Pride, and I will be right back with more to report on the Kiplinger letter this week.
And as I still walk on, I think of things we've done together.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.